Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first, with Kraus covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Charles steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Charles scores. Cater moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Northrup steals second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus bunts in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Roof moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roof moves to third. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Freehan to McAuliffe covering second. The throw back to home, and Roof is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aussie Chavaria now playing shortstop. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive towards first. Cater reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first, with Kraus covering, for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Horton reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Green reaches second base with a double. Ripoz moves to third. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roof is walked intentionally. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-0 in the game. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. Ossie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria takes first base on ball 4. Ripoz scores. Green moves to third. Roof moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Ripoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cater hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Ripoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripoz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton who is chasing the ball. Repos reaches third base with a triple. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Repos tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Aussie Chavarria is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavarria is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chavarria hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Chavarria reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Pena covering, for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Alkaline pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Alkaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Repos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton. Green reaches second base with a double. Repos goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Repos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive towards first. Cater reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Trusiewski attempting to get to second, for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.